I'm Jay Sheldon, and I endorse and recommend this message. we had to start off with that. Trump posted that on his Truth Social earlier yesterday, and fantastic. It was great. Well done. Well done, folks over there in the Trump camp. Oh, what a way to start the show, huh? Death to America. Yeah, that's the big headline across the planet. Fetterman making sense and race-based government aid. All that and more coming up tonight. Welcome in, folks. Happy Monday. I know it's Monday, but you know, happens every week, once a week. We got all that and more coming up. We also have our book, The Five Little Peppers, and we'll be doing that also tonight towards the end of the show. Today, I should say. See, where I am, it's night. Where you are, it's morning. So I have to kind of put my thinking in the right spot. At the moment, it's not. I need more coffee. I need more blackout coffee. Yes. Be Awake, Not Woke. Blackout Coffee is one of our great sponsors. In fact, one of our favorite sponsors. We deal with American companies here, folks who are all about America, who support our causes, our conservative values, truth, honesty, integrity. And Blackout Coffee is the top of that list. They support our troops. They are all about American values, and they are all about making a great cup of coffee. They have a small batch roasting process, which means they only roast your beans after you order. They ship them out fast. They are crazy insane about getting that shipping done quickly and out to you. So usually in less than a week, you've got a fresh bag of fresh roasted coffee beans. You can pick your roast. They've got Pitch Black Espresso, Morning Reaper, all kinds of great blends there at Blackout Coffee. Reasonably priced, check this out, like $15.95 a bag. That's really not a bad deal at all. And they also have coffee pods, by the way, if you are a coffee pod user. They've got that. Signature blends, flavored coffees, all kinds of great deals. And speaking of deals, when you head over to Blackout Coffee, use our promo code J20 on your first order. You will get 20% off. There is a link in the top of our show notes for Blackout Coffee. Use that link. Get over there. And then when you check out, use promo code J20, which will get you 20% off your first order. This company is all about America. It's all about our values, and it's all about making great coffee. You will be amazed. I have it morning, noon, and night, like now. All right. Good stuff. All right. Blackout Coffee, folks. Check them out. Buy a bag. Just buy one bag and give it a try. You'll be back for more, I'm sure of it. All right. Oh, let's see. We got so much crap going on today. Death to America. Yay. Maybe not. This story is... You know what? I'm all about free speech. I am a free speech absolutist. You want to shout death to America? You knock yourself out. I think you're an ass. I wonder why you live in this country if you want to get rid of it. Muslim protesters in Michigan chanting death to America, death to Israel during Al-Quds Day. Protesters in Dearborn, Michigan, heard chanting death to America and death to Israel during an Al-Quds Day rally on Friday. Video from the event, Hadi Institute activist Tariq Bazi heard saying, "We've been asked in the past why our protests are on the International Day Al-Quds. Why are they so anti-American? Why don't you just focus on Israel, not talk so much about America?"
"We've been asked in the past..."
There you go.
"Why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America?" Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Hey, DOJ, I hope you're up the ass of every one of these people who are chanting death to America today. I know it's not quite as bad as a father praying at an abortion clinic or a parent asking questions about the curriculum at a school board meeting, but seems to be a bit of a threat to our national security, don't you think? And to these asses shouting this, you understand you're standing on American soil. It is America, exactly who you want to call death to, that gives you the right to say that. There are plenty of countries, probably some you're defending, who'd toss you off a building or cut off your head or stone you to death for saying things like that. America's not one of them. America is a place that gives you the right to say the things you want. You might want to consider that and consider a little respect. In the background, as you heard, crowd starts chanting death to America. This activist claiming it's not just President Biden that has to go. He refers to him as Genocide Joe. He says it is the entire system that has to go. Do you understand the stupidity of what this idiot is saying? The system allows me to stand up here and say this has to go. Idiots. Absolute idiots. And yet, there you are. Keep your head on a swivel, my friends. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I guarantee, promise you that. Sometimes I wonder if the rights that the Bill of Rights gave us didn't go too far. But then I think, what would we be without them? We would be nothing. No respect or consideration at all. I never used to be one of these, look, if you don't like it, get out kind of people. But if you don't like it, get out. Plenty of places you can spew that crap. Just not here. Speaking of rights that have gone too far, have you been keeping up on this squatter thing? It's happening all over. In fact, a lot of illegal immigrants, some of whom have been banned from social media, have been instructing other illegal immigrants how to squat on people's property illegally. Well, there is a squatter that's received a certain amount of media attention. There's tons of them all over the country. But he has been granted a restraining order. The squatter has been granted a restraining order against the landlord by a Washington state judge. He's refused to pay rent for over a year. Cost the landlord so far over $80,000.
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue right now in the Woodbridge neighborhood. There are dozens of protesters getting ready for a massive rally. This is the house here right now where St. Kim is staying, allegedly not paying the rent for months now, costing a small mom and pop landlord thousands of dollars. This neighborhood is absolutely irate here right now. Look at this. You've got folks here taking photos up saying, hey, how you doing? Look at this. They're getting really personal here right now. Signs that say, St. Kim, leave now. Dirty St. Kim. Fix broken system. Yeah. Saying, stop embarrassing your family. Incredible turnout here. Look at this. You've got every street corner here. Just angry neighbors here to support Jaskaran Singh. He's the landlord who's essentially being fleeced right now. And we're going to go into this.
Look at this house. It's gorgeous. House,
possibly, to see if Mr. Kim is home. Let's see this.
If you do not leave, I'll call the police for the press passage.
Mr. Kim, just want your side of the story. What are your thoughts on the protesters? Aren't you the one technically trespassing? There you have it. He came to the door. Came to the door and says he's going to call the police on me for trespassing.
Open the door now!
I mean, you've got angry neighbors here. Looks like people are resorting to vigilante justice potentially at this point.
Unbelievable. And the guy won't leave. Absolutely no right whatsoever to be on that property. And he won't leave. And the law has now granted him an injunction against the landlord. A restraining order. Unbelievable. And we just let it happen. And these judges just encourage it. Keep up on these stories. This is going to get worse before it gets... This is another one that's going to get worse before it gets better. Anghara Adkelik, I think, is how you say that. Sorry if I messed up your name. Jews brought Muslims to America, as well as every other orc, in order to destroy the majority white population. The Department of Jew... is going after whites. Okay, boomer. Okay, millennial. I'm not going to get into a name-calling argument with you. But you are free to say what you want to say as long as it's not illegal. I am a free speech absolutist. I said that 1,000 times. Say it again. I disagree. But... you do you. You do you. Hey, speaking of these folks who love to, you know, encourage these squatters who think that, you know, the people coming across our border illegally are just poor, helpless migrants trying to escape oppression, and they're all in favor of making sure that these illegals are allowed free reign, free money, free plane rides. This is 42 seconds of an example of exactly how out of their minds and insincere these people are. Watch this.
You just think that anyone can come to the U.S. like
absolutely. If you go to go to New York, go to the Statue of Liberty, what to say? All is welcome.
Dude, this is great because
okay.
I just happened to pick up three guys from Honduras. Well, they were at Home Depot. They're from Honduras, and they have nowhere to go. So this just works out perfect. Look, Hector takes medication twice a day, and right now they got to use the bathroom. All three of them go to shit. Is it cool if they stay here?
No.
Why not? What do you mean?
I don't know them.
Come on then. All right, so they can't stay here then? It's cool if they come to the country, just not your fucking house?
No.
You just think.
No, they can't stay here. I don't know them. Well, you didn't know them when they crossed the border either, and yet you helped support that. just not in my house, right? Anywhere else, just not at my house. You hypocritical idiot. And this is just one moron's representation of a ton of people and exactly how they feel. Oh, man. It never stops. Disinformation next up on our list. By the way, have you hit follow button yet? Be sure and do that. Follow the show. All you need to do is sign up for a free Rumble account, and then you hit that green little circle there that says follow, and that's it. It's free. You're done. We really appreciate it. It helps out the show a ton. It lets you know when we're live. It lets you take part in our live chat. Check that out, as people do. And we'd love to hear from you. Disinformation expert tells people to only use trusted sources and avoid doing your own research. Yeah. Pushing for reliance on legacy media. Done, dusted, dead, buried legacy media. And they're still not giving up on trying to get you to pay attention to them, even though nobody is. Brianna Lyman, elections correspondent at The Federalist, recently reported on a panel discussion featuring Al Schmidt, Secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Beth Schwanke, Executive Director of the Pitt Disinformation Lab. They're speaking at a forum organized by Spotlight PA. Schwanke recommended that rather than conducting self-led investigations, you know, like doing your homework, Pennsylvanians should place their confidence in so-called trusted sources. Certain institutions, media outlets, who unfortunately in the past have been exactly tied to fake news, disinformation, lies. One thing everyone can do to make sure they are seeing accurate information is to use trusted sources. So in elections, that means using the Department of State. That means using your county election office. It means using media organizations that follow, that adhere to professional journalism standards like NPR. Of all the idiotic places this moron could have used as an example, NP freaking R. She adds, it doesn't mean, you know, doing your own research and just asking questions and sharing, you know, posts from, I don't know, in my case, it's Uncle Joe, right? It means being thoughtful about where your sources are coming from. Well, you know what? That's exactly what has dumped legacy media out of my entire existence, because I am being thoughtful about where my information comes from. And it's not going to come from outlets who lie and mislead and spread absolute fake bullshit. Not going to happen. This article goes on. This woman is an idiot. She is actually an alleged expert in disinformation, doing everything she can to pump out disinformation. Where do we find these people, folks? Where do we find these people? When you imagine a natural disaster happening, and then FEMA comes in, the Federal Emergency Management Association, or agency, whatever it is, Do you imagine that they go into a disaster area and then discriminate based on race or sex? Seems a little stupid, huh? Well, guess what? A group of white farmers in Texas asking a federal judge to block the U.S. Department of Agriculture from using race, gender, or other socially disadvantaged traits when they determine who gets disaster and pandemic farm aid and how much, arguing the agency's current administration of 8 emergency funding programs do exactly that, unconstitutionally discriminatory. When natural disasters strike, those natural disasters do not give a fat rat's ass what your race is, the melanin content of your skin, who you sleep with, what gender you are, and neither should the Department of Agriculture. But they do. Enjoining the USDA from using race, sex, or progressive factoring when administering the programs, warranted because plaintiffs are likely to succeed on the merits of their claims. Unbelievable. They actually are taking into consideration gender, race, when deciding who's going to get help and who isn't. This is from Just the News, John Solomon's site. Link is in our show notes. You need to check it out. Read the whole article, but just know that it's happening. It is going on out there. This is your lovely little Biden administration, who are exactly what they say they are. Someone, by the way, who is not, apparently, who we thought he was, is John Fetterman. I haven't covered this in a while because he's been pretty quiet lately. But back when he was campaigning, he could barely put a sentence that made any sense together. Now, I have to tell you, there's a part, because he's a Democrat, and I don't trust Democrats as far as I could throw them. But he is starting to change my mind. This guy, if it's an act, it's a good act. We'll see. I'm keeping one hand in my pocket. Fetterman says, "I am not woke," and continues to surprise. He's blasted squatters and violent crimes. Still in his hoodies and shorts. Stop Making Sense is an album by Talking Heads. It's also a phrase that comes to mind every time John Fetterman opens his mouth. Not that I want him to stop making sense. It's just, I still cannot wrap my head around the idea that this is the same guy we saw blubbering his way through a campaign. He has of late been an incredible voice of reason on a bunch of subjects. His strong support for Israel, calling out the corruption of Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey, the Democrat, the border crisis. During an interview with the New York Post, Fetterman said, "Squatters have no rights," adding the issue was one he often dealt with when he was the mayor of working-class Braddock, Pennsylvania. "How can you even pretend this is anything other than just you breaking the law? I am not woke," he warned. "We always tried to push back against that," he said, adding he'd been horrified by what he's read in the Post's extensive coverage of this squatters issue. I'm telling you, I don't trust him one little bit, one little teeny tiny little bit. But credit where credit's due. If he means what he said, good on you. Maybe you ought to really consider jumping parties. Come on over to our side. The water's fine. You remember Kash Patel? He hasn't been in the news lately. But he's back in the news, and the left is losing their minds. Chicago One Ray over on X made this post. He says, leftist media in total meltdown. Because Trump is said to be considering Kash Patel as attorney general if he's elected. He could do a lot worse. Can you imagine Kash Patel as attorney general? Asses would be kicked, folks. Butts would fly. I think Trump appointing Ash as his AG would be absolutely brilliant. Take a look at how these people are beside themselves with the idea.
But what jumped out as potentially the most alarming detail was that within the actual Trump campaign, the person whose name is being floated to be Trump's attorney general of the United States to run the Justice Department is this guy.
We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice.
That is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to Trump's Secretary of Defense, a man who is apparently on the short list for attorney general if Donald Trump retakes office.
They're shaking in their boots, folks. They don't know what to do. This is the kind of... Oh, man. Please get out and vote. Encourage your friends to vote. Get registered if you're not registered. Vote, vote, vote. Trump, Trump, Trump. This is the kind of bread and circuses I want to see. I really want to see this. Kash Patel... as attorney general, it would hit the fan big time, and I can't wait. They think we're stupid, you know. You've heard about all of the tinfoil hat conspiracies around chemtrails. I am 50-50. I keep reading articles that convince me, and then I read articles that unconvince me about the truth, the reality of chemtrails. And then I see something like this, speaking of idiot legacy media, this article, this news report, on weather modification. San Francisco just quietly announced they are conducting geoengineering. Fact. They announced it quietly, but they announced it. Bill Gates funds solar radiation management through Harvard. Tennessee just passed a bill banning the spraying of aerosols into the atmosphere. Other states drafting similar legislation. Weather modification and manipulation used as far back as the Vietnam War. In the UAE, they have documented cloud seeding control rooms. We've been doing cloud seeding for a long time. Because the clouds in chemtrails just simply look different. You can tell they're not natural clouds. They rake the sky in these rows. So when these conspiracy folks get together and think, you know, these chemtrail stuff we're putting up there is kind of obvious. We can't get it to disperse the right way. So What are we going to do to cover our tracks? Listen to this report. We've discovered new clouds.
I've got some exciting news to share with you. 12 new cloud types have just been added to the International Cloud Atlas, the first update to the Atlas in 31 years.
Look at this.
You may have some questions. Where were these clouds hiding for the past three decades? There's a cloud atlas. Have I seen any of these before? Well, first of all, the International Cloud Atlas is actually a globally recognized source for meteorologists. First created in 1896, it has been a resource of cloud types and photos that has helped train scientists and sky watchers for decades. But since the advent of smartphones, we have a whole new perspective on the sky, and that's really what led to the recent update. Many of the new ads can be attributed to citizen scientists who share and discuss clouds by uploading photos to the Atlas's site. So, about the new clouds. Well, they involve clouds on all height levels and classifications, including rainbow clouds, roll clouds, and wall clouds. Is that...
Okay, enough. I have pickled your brain enough for one report. So basically, they're just simply making excuses for the crap they're spraying into our skies. And by the way, if they're spraying it into our skies, guess where it's going after that? Yep, right down on your head. Enjoy. All right, one more for you, then we're going to move on to our book. I wish I knew where this was. I cannot tell. It's obviously the tropics. I'm guessing maybe somewhere Southeast Asia, but I really can't tell. But one of the big problems that these villages, these communities have when you live in a grass hut is what happens if one of them catches fire? Yeah, you can tell. One of these things lights up, the whole village is going to go down if it's not controlled. Take a look at what one village has done as a way of protecting itself against exactly that scenario. Check it out. Look at that, they're all over there. All right, we don't need the disco soundtrack. But look at that. There's one there. And then you'll see, though. See? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Look at that. So if a fire breaks out in this village, in even one place, I guess they throw a switch, pops open, and away you go. How cool is that? That's some innovative thinking. Like I said, it does not say in the report where this is from, but that's some technology. That's very, very cool. Wow. Kay. All right. Let me grab a sip of blackout coffee, which you should be doing too, by the way. The link is in our show notes. And then we will move on to a new chapter in the 1881 book, a classic bit of children's literature, called The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew. And we're on to a new chapter tonight called A Letter to Jasper. Mamsie, what shall we do? Implored Polly of her mother. I don't know, said her mother. However, did that get into her head, do you suppose? I'm sure I can't tell, said Polly, jumping up, beginning to briskly stir to make up for lost time. Perhaps she heard us talking about Jasper having to take care of his sick father. How hard it must be to be sick away from home. Ah, yes, said Phronsie, but he'll be glad to see my gingerbread boy. I guess, poor sick man. Oh, Phronsie, cried Polly in great distress. you aren't ever going to make a gingerbread boy today. See? We'll put in a cunning little cake for Mr. King, full of raisins, Phronsie. Won't that be lovely? Polly began to fill a little scallop tin with some of the cake mixture. No, said the child, eyeing it suspiciously. That isn't like a gingerbread boy. Polly, he'll like that best. Mamsie, said Polly, we can't let her make a dreadful little horrid gingerbread boy to send to Mr. King. He'll never let Jasper come here again. Oh, let her, cried Joel. She can bake it. Dave and I'll eat it. And she picked up a raisin that had fallen under the table and began crunching it with great gusto. That wouldn't be fair, said Polly gloomily. Do get her off from it, Mammy. Phronsie, said Mrs. Pepper, going back to the back of the child, sat patiently on her high chair, waiting for Polly to let her begin. Hadn't you rather wait and give your gingerbread boy to Jasper for his father when he comes? Oh, no, 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 cried Phronsie, twisting in her chair in great apprehension. I want to send it now, I do. Well, Polly, said her mother, laughing, after all, it's best, I think, to let her. Can't do any harm anyway, and instead of Mr. King's not letting Jasper come, if he's a sensible man, that won't make any difference. If he isn't, why then, there'd be sure to be something come up sometime to make trouble. Well, said Polly, I suppose she's got to, and perhaps, as a consoling idea struck her, perhaps she'll want to eat it up herself when it's done. Here, Phronsie, giving her a handful of the cake mixture, which she stiffened with flour to the right thickness. There, you can call that a gingerbread boy, see? Won't it make a beautiful one? You needn't think, said Mrs. Pepper, seeing Phronsie's delighted face and laughing as she went back to her work, but what that gingerbread boy'll go. When the little cakes were done, 8 of them, and set upon the table for exhibition, they one and all protested they'd never seen such a fine lot. Polly was so delighted with the praise they received and her mother's commendation that she was growing a better cook every day. How glad Jasper'll be, won't he, Mamsie? She said. The children walked round and round the table, admiring, pointing out the chief points of attraction as they appeared before their discriminating eyes. I choose that one, said Joel, pointing at one which was particularly plumpy, with a raisin standing up on one end with a festive air, as if to say, there's a lot of us inside, you better believe. I wouldn't, said Davy. I've had that. That's cracked so pretty. So 'tis, says Mrs. Pepper. They're all as light as a feather, Polly. But my gingerbread boy, cried Phronsie, running eagerly along with a particularly ugly-looking specimen of a cake figure in her hand. It'll be beautifulest, isn't it, Polly? Oh, dear, groaned Polly. It looks just awfully, doesn't it, Ben? Ho-ho, laughed Joel in derision. His leg is crooked. See, Phronsie, you better let Davy and me have it. No, no, screamed the child in terror. That's my sick man's gingerbread boy, it is. Joe, put it down, said Ben. Yes, Phronsie, you shall have it there. It's all safe. And he put it carefully into Phronsie's apron when she breathed easier. And he hasn't but one eye, still laughed Joel, while little Davy giggled too. He did have two, but she punched the other in with her thumb. Don't, boys, she said. Aside, you'll make her feel bad. Now, do stop laughing. Now, how will we send these things? Put them in a basket, said Ben. That's nicest. But we haven't got any baskets, said Polly, except the potato basket, and they'd be lost in that. Can we take your work basket, Mamsie? They'd look so nice in that. Oh, said Mrs. Pepper, that wouldn't do. I couldn't spare it. Besides, it's all broken at the side. Ben, that doesn't look nice. Oh, dear, said Polly, sitting down on one of her hard wooden chairs to think. I do wish we had nice things to send to sick people. And her forehead puckered up like a hard little knot. We do have 'em up in a paper, Polly, said Ben. There isn't any other way. They'll look nice in anything, 'cause they are nice, he added comfortably. If we only had some flowers, that would set them off, said Polly. You're always thinking of flowers, Polly, said Ben. I guess the cakes will have to go without 'em. I suppose they will, said Polly, stifling a little sigh. Where's the paper? Oh, I got a nice piece upstairs, said Ben. I'll get it. It's just right. Put my gingerbread boy on top, cried Phronsie, handing him up. So Polly packed the little cakes neatly, two in a row, laid the gingerbread boy in a fascinating attitude across the top. He looks as if he's been struck by lightning, said Ben, viewing him critically as he came in the door with the paper. Be still, cried Polly, trying not to laugh. That's because he's baked so funny it made his feet stick out. Children, said Mrs. Pepper, how will Jasper know where the cakes come from? Why, he'll know it's us, said Polly, of course, because it'll make him think of the baking we're going to have when he gets well. Well, but you don't say so, said Mrs. Pepper, smiling. 'Tisn't polite to send it that way. Whatever we do, Mammy, said all four children in dismay, while Phronsie simply stared. Can't we send them all? Why, yes, said the mother. I hope so. I'm sure after you got 'em baked, you might answer Jasper's letter. Tell him about them, and the gingerbread boy. Oh, dear, said Polly, ready to fly. I couldn't, Mamsie. I've never written a letter. Well, you never had one before, did you? Said her mother, composing, biting her thread. Never say you can't, Polly, because you don't know what you can do until you've tried. And that's where we will cut it off for today, and we will continue on with the five little peppers and how they grew on tomorrow's show. Don't forget, please, to subscribe. Click that follow button, rather. It's follow, not subscribe. Same thing. It's all free. Give us a thumbs up. We appreciate that. It all helps the show a lot. We really appreciate you being here. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget all of our great sponsors, Blackout Coffee, NordVPN, Brickhouse Nutrition. Get yourself some great deals on some great products from companies who support our American values. I will see you all again, Rat Cheer, on Rumble tomorrow.
You just heard the Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.